Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I don't know where it's gonna take me. I know I got faith in my fans, my lovers, my block, my people. Sort of, it's a struggle. You just gotta keep up, keep rocking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you, you never know where life will take you, man. Ride with me.
Back in the 70s, dad just a boulder. A little earlier, my grandma raised a daughter. A beautiful thing, she was a ghetto flower. Caught a young man's attention with her power. It was love at first sight, I saw she told. But a couple months later, he left her with a broken heart. Young and naive, only said.
Good evening, welcome. How is everybody doing? I'm hoping you're having a great day, and I am welcoming you to our show. Welcome to the Diamond Rush Show. Mountain Man, are you in the building?
Yeah, I am in the building. How about yourself? You in?
I'm here. We're all our guests. We got guests 3176, 3274, 3302. Welcome, welcome to the chat room. And we've got plenty of listeners out in Everspace. They are going to listen to it through their widgets and players. And to everyone, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. I have to say today we are kind of lying by the seat of our pants. We've got our fingers crossed. We've got all new equipment in the booth, and we're hoping it actually works. So we're hoping sound quality works. We're hoping that you can hear us. I hope for the sake, like Mountain Man found out the other day, the host got booted off the show the other day. That's interesting. 336, welcome. Welcome. Nice of you to join us. Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know why. I was mid-interview, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't hear a thing, and then I'm like, what happened? And I'm thinking the show went down, and oh, Mountain Man and my guest, actually kept going, goodness. But I was like, what is going on today? So, yeah, we've got all new equipment in the booth. We're so excited. We've got an amazing new computer hookup, new sound system, new microphone. We're hoping everything worked out okay. So, we'll see. We're all kind of new at this. For those of you that didn't know, actually, when was it, Mountain Man? The 21st. Wednesday was anniversary. The anniversary. Yay! We're so excited. And we're even more excited because of the fact that the listenership is growing. We've got more people on, and we've got great guests every day. And we've got more guests coming. So, Mountain Man, how was your weekend?
My weekend was slow. I was home most of the weekend and just kind of vegging out. And I'm just resting up for this upcoming week. As some of the listeners know, I am going into the hospital for a procedure, so I won't be on for some time, but as soon as I get out of the hospital and rehab, I will come back on and start helping Charlie out with the show again. But please keep me in your prayers and pray that the procedure goes well, because I'm going to be in there for a good while or so.
Yes, he is. So for our listeners, you keep your prayers, keep Mountain Man in your prayers and your good thoughts and positive energy, and everything will hopefully turn out all right, I know as well. Just to remind everybody, Motivational Monday, for those of you that follow me on Facebook, you can look me up, Charlie Alejandro, on my Facebook, and I like them in a little quote. Part of the experiment with the equipment this weekend, actually, I have a new video component, so we're actually going to be, at the beginning of the year, we're actually going to not only do the talk show on the radio, but we're actually turning it over into also live TV radio, TV show. So we're going to have guests on that as well. You'll have more information coming up later on with that. But for Motivational Monday, I want to remind guys, I even put a little thing up on Facebook, about that time that we have to really look ourselves in the mirror, hardest thing for us as humans to do. Especially women have a hard time with this. They have hang-ups about the way they look, the things they see in that mirror. And they sometimes see the mirror as their enemy, especially not ladies and gentlemen, too. You need to take a good, hard look in that mirror and ask yourself, what do I really want out of life? What do I really want to contribute? And be honest enough with yourself to be able to answer that question. Then and only then can you take that first step to be able to be truly happy. And that's something that's very important. And again, a lot of people think that when I refer to happiness, I'm talking about money, wealth, prestige. It has nothing to do with that. There are a lot of very, very wealthy people that are very, very unhappy. So that's really nothing to do with it. More about a sense of balance, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of feeling that there's a purpose in our life. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, I knew this gentleman who was a janitor for 38 years, and he's the happiest, sweetest, I understand of my life. And a lot of people might say, well, what did he do? He put four kids through college. Two of them are now lawyers. One is a doctor. One is a nurse. And they have gone on to create many amazing things because of this man's attitude that no matter for work, he showed them pride. He showed them the value of hard work and perseverance and honesty. And because of his example, they went on to do great things, which he himself did. Even the thing that you see him, people just saw a janitor, but they realized that this quote-unquote janitor was also a deacon in his church, Boy Scout, volunteered, a lot of other stuff that the other people that he worked for didn't even realize it. So Motivation Monday, look in that mirror. Don't be afraid. Tonight's guest, we're going to have Amanda McCarthy. She's actually in the wing. We're going to get her, and we're going to have Deborah. I am so excited. So please, Amanda, ready to have our guest come in and join us?
I'm ready whenever you are there.
We're
Ms.
ready.
Host.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Good. Now, who do I have on the line?
Amanda McCarthy.
Hi, Amanda. Hold on. I think I have one of your buddies on the other line.
All righty.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hold on. We lost her. That.
No,
hi,
we
Deborah.
Had her.
Deborah, is that you? Oh. Deborah.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. Deborah and I are like best buds on Facebook. Like the first time we... like, you talk to this woman every single night. I'm like, if only you knew.
We're the two queens of Facebook.
Oh, I love Facebook. Here's another plug. One of my first shows, my son and I were talking about the fact that they're going to, like, kindly call us and say, people, stop plugging us. We want people to know that we're associated with you. So everybody out there, I am not a boss for Facebook, neither is Deborah. So we think of forming a group for people that are addicted to Facebook.
Yeah, I think we definitely need a group. I was supposed to go to bed at 1, then I was supposed to go to bed at 2, and then I was supposed to go to bed at 3. But what was I doing? Still on Facebook.
Oh, goodness. It's crazy. So as a result of Deborah and us being up on Facebook, I've gotten to meet some amazing people. We've got some more guests that are going to be coming in the later months. But through her, I got to connect with Amanda McCarthy. So Amanda, welcome. How are you this evening?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
She was.
Yeah, I'm having a little hard time hearing.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amanda?
Yeah.
Good, good. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm better. I'm like sweating bullets right now because I don't know how well this is working. So it's like, okay, do we get rid of it? And we'll see. We'll have to get it from us. So, Mountain Man, I heard you had some questions for Amanda.
Well, yeah, and we are having a little bit of difficulties hearing you, Charlie.
Yes.
Through the microphone. Your audio is very low, so I don't know how you want to do that. But I can hear you fine. But
yeah, on our end, it breaks up a lot.
Are you guys able to hear me?
Really?
I can hear
you.
Yes,
Amanda, we
can
hear you guys.
Fine.
Okay.
Charlie, you are breaking up quite a bit.
Okay, Mountain Man, why don't you take over the interview for a couple of minutes, and I'll switch over to the mic, and I will get right back to you.
All right. Well, good evening, Amanda, and good evening, Deborah. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Not bad. I'm Charlie's co-host, and we've been doing the show for about a month now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's a great show.
It is.
I think it's
so, Amanda. I'm sorry?
I think it's great what you guys do, like putting people out there and interviewing
them.
Yeah,
we found a lot of people there, and it's just been awesome. So Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself there, and how's everything going and how's she singing and
going
as well?
It's going pretty good. I actually just got done with a weekend of performing at my school at our prison concert. I am 16 and I write a lot of songs and I play guitar. I'm teaching myself piano and I have been singing since I was little.
That is awesome. And the performances are going okay?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, she also taught herself how to play the guitar as well.
Well, that was going to be one of my other questions. How's the guitar going as well?
Pretty good. I've figured out how to do some new things because Deborah actually bought me a tool for my guitar that makes it easier to play certain songs.
Awesome. That is great. Yeah, I've picked up the guitar as well, but I haven't picked it up in a long time. But anyhow, I just wanted to, because we were trying something new.
I'm back.
You are back. There you are.
Hey, that could
better.
Be a movie. Charlie's back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Much better. Much better.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll have to get the tech guy in here to fix that glitch. And the thing is for our listeners, I hate to interrupt the interview, but you cannot do a dry run. I mean, it can sound great when the guy puts it in. It can sound great when you get it in here, but unless we're live, it just doesn't know how it works. So I apologize to our listeners, but we're back. I can finally hear everybody. Awesome. Oh, so my man, continue.
No, I was just asking her about her, how everything was going, and she already answered my questions.
As I was sweating bullets, I actually heard Deborah say that, Amanda, you're teaching yourself how to play the piano?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm trying. I'm getting there.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah.
More than a little bit, I think.
Well, see, I'm actually learning how to play the piano, too, and trust me, there's no such thing as a little bit, and the fact that you're doing it by yourself is amazing. I just don't have that discipline unless I have that lady going, practice, practice, practice. It's not going to happen. I swear, I revolve like to a two-year-old. I'm like, if you wax your hand when your hand, the fingers aren't curved, I'm like, lady, back up.
Well, I've always wanted to play the guitar, and, you know, I knew Amanda, you know, they had guitars, and then one day, you know, I'm like, she's like, oh, I've written my own songs, and I think, okay, you can play the guitar. I'm thinking just a little bit. And she started playing the guitar and started singing her own songs, and I was, like, in shock because I didn't realize that she could play as well as she could for teaching herself.
Amanda?
Oh,
I just said I remember that day because everybody knew that my brother Mark could play guitar really well, and then everyone was like, wow, you can play guitar? And I was like, yeah, I'm teaching myself.
That's amazing. It is amazing. Now, I have to give you a little plug, Amanda. My son is in the music business. He's been around it forever. And one of the things that he has an ear for talent. And he's a bit of a snob when it comes to vocalists. It takes a lot to impress him. And I was actually listening to one of your songs online. And it's, for my son to do this, he actually popped his head up, stuck it into the office and went, who's that?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you, I think I've seen him do that two or three times, and because he does. He's around a lot of vocalists and a lot of singers, so for him to do that, and when he found out how young you are, he was like, oh, my goodness, that is amazing.
Tell him I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. So how did you and Amanda wind up hooking up together?
Well, Amanda was a contestant on the Deborah Crosby Talent Quest show.
Mm-hmm.
What, in 2007?
Yeah, December
2007. And I am the producer and the promoter of the show. And
right.
I keep in contact with a lot of the kids that have been on the show. I've promoted some of the kids. You know, I'm very much into trying to help young kids, you know, really do well in life. I really believe that, you know. So, anyways, I keep, involved with all of their things that they're doing. And, you know, again, when I came across Amanda playing the guitar and writing her own songs, you know, I was just like, wow, you know, I was really amazed that she went from, you know, not being able to play any type of instrument and, you know, picking it up, doing what she does, and then I just really loved her songs. You know, I was very, very impressed with the songwriting and, you know, the lyrics and how she put the music together, and, you know, she told me that she just learned one chord in December, and I was blown away. So
yeah,
I've been
amazing. It is. It's amazing. And Amanda, watching you on video, it's amazing because usually when you have a young girl that's fairly new to this, one of the things that I notice, it's very hard for them to work the audience, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But you have a kind of charisma about you that you do little things like, yeah, you're focusing on playing the guitar, but you look up, you make eye contact. That's huge for someone as young as you are. I've seen adults that don't do that. They're playing they're great at the guitar, they're great at singing, but the whole time all you see is the top of their head because they're so focused on looking down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's a testament to your showmanship, and it's really a great quality to have. Like I said, never mind in a full-grown adult, someone as young as you.
It's taken a lot of practice, especially to keep looking up. I remember the first time I played guitar, my head was down the entire time, and I probably looked wicked sad.
Yeah, I understand that one.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It is. It's very tough to do. I remember one time we had this gentleman, the same thing, and I think I ran into him like 2 or 3 months later, and I'm looking at him like, I've never seen him before. And he's like, oh, you were at my show. And I'm like, I was. And it wasn't, yeah, but I never saw his face. And then I'm like, look down. I'm like, now I know you. I never forget I had. Oh, man, it was so funny to see that. But, yeah, no, it's amazing. And the fact that you're working on it and progressing, I mean, I have to tell you, I'm really excited that you're on our show and just the fact that you're getting yourself out there. So, Amanda, how many songs have you recorded now?
Like on video or on a CD?
Either one.
I have quite a few YouTube videos up, actually. Anyone who's listening, if you want to check out my YouTube channel, it's Amanda McCarthy Music. And I only have one studio recording at the moment, which is from spring of 2007. It was
that
a cover
awesome.
Of Could It Be by Christy Carlson Romano.
That's awesome. And now, do you ever write your own music? Do you do any of that stuff as well?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I actually just wrote a new song yesterday.
Really?
Wow.
That is awesome. That is so awesome for you to be able to do that. Now, real quick, Amanda, I have a call here. I think they want to ask you a couple of questions. Hold on.
Okay.
And this is the thing they say, no dead air. On the radio.
Come on, I
like,
can get this to work.
Yeah, we'll do like the Jeopardy thing. Yeah, right. You can tell that's why I'm not a singer. Hi, you're live on the Diamond in the Rough show. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Who is this, please?
Skylar.
Hi, Skylar, how are you? How are you doing?
Good.
You have a question for our guest tonight?
Yes.
Well, what is your question?
I wanted to know how many songs CA has already have been uploaded on YouTube, actually.
To be perfectly honest, I'd have to go count. I'm thinking maybe about 11, maybe.
Well,
no, I think there's more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's like 20 of them now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that many.
That is awesome. That is so
I know,
awesome.
You know, she just whips them out in one night, so of course she lost track.
Actually, she does. All the songs, the lyrics are written by her. All the music is done by her as well.
Oh,
you
that
know?
Is another thing that's
yeah.
amazing to me. Skylar,
yeah.
do you have any other questions for Amanda?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thank you so much for calling, hon. Thank you for joining us. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have to tell you, the fact that she does that as well is amazing to me, too, because, like I said, I'm around it because my boys are in it, and I know the work that goes into it. It's just a creative process to be able to write something, put it to music, and then actually make it sound like it's like a real song, not like you're doing karaoke at a wedding, you know what I mean? It's just that sound to it. So, Amanda, what are some of the things that you do to get into that creative flow?
Usually it just comes to me, like, if something is, like, going on in my life, whether it be good or bad, it just kind of comes to me. I pick
mm-hmm.
up my guitar, grab pen and paper, write it down. Sometimes I make revisions. Sometimes it comes out just the way I want it to, and I don't have to change anything.
Wow,
that
is so awesome. That is great. I really hold you up, Amanda, because I haven't been able to do anything like that myself.
Thank you.
But that is so awesome to hear.
It is. It's amazing. And just real quick, we have whole bunch of people in the chat room, and I'll go down them real quick. Yes, 3176-3274, 3302, 3336, 3425, 3460, 3538. Welcome, one and all, to the chat room. If you have any questions for Amanda, you're more than willing and able to type them in there, and we'll get a hold of them and ask her on the air. Or you can call in, 347-989-1473. Again, 347-989-1473. And I actually have another caller here. Let's see, no dead air this time. See, Amanda, I'm going to have to have you on. Hi, you're live on the Diamond in the Rough show. Who is this, please? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi. Who is this?
Yep, Scott.
Hi,
Scott.
How are you?
Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah.
Hello,
hi,
Scott.
Are you there?
Hello.
Yes,
we're
Scott.
Here.
What's your favorite song you've written?
I really like I Wasn't Lying. Just because, I don't know, it's just one of my favorites, as well as Perfect, and a one that I wrote yesterday called You Dazzle Me.
That's awesome.
That is so awesome.
That one should be up soon. The others are already up on YouTube.
So definitely got to check it out on YouTube. So, Scott, you got any other questions for Amanda?
Yes, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food has got to be mashed potatoes.
A girl after my own heart.
It's more of an addiction.
Oh, God, girlfriend, you do not know. I had a wisdom tooth out, and my husband's looking at me like, we're going to put the potato industry out of business because I was like, I need mashed potatoes. I swear, you could put, like, anything in there and hide it, and I will eat it, because I don't care. It's in a mashed potato. I will touch it. I don't care. It could be cat food. I'll eat it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm bad. Scott, any more questions for Amanda?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Scott.
Thank you.
Good talking to you guys.
Talking to you, Scott. Thank you again.
Bye, Scott.
Oh, so for our listeners, our guest tonight is Amanda McCarthy, 16-year-old young woman, and she has singing and writing songs basically for her entire life. She's on YouTube at Amanda McCarthy Music, and she is also on Facebook. You also have a website that's not up and running yet, but will be soon, hopefully.
It is up and running. It's actually AmandaMcCarthyMusic.com.
Easy enough. Amanda McCarthy, two C's. We will throw that in the chat room as well. See, my woman does not waste any time. She's like, what do you mean it's not up? I fixed it while we were talking. And she just got another Grammy winner while she was at it.
Wow. That is amazing.
Oh, I know. So, Amanda, what grade are you in school?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. So how do you fit school and everything else in with the music?
It's tiring sometimes. I tend to come home and play guitar and then do my homework, and it'll be like 11 o'clock, and I'll go back down and play guitar and then finally go to bed.
That
wow.
is amazing. Now, do you do any extra activities at school, or is it what do you do?
I'm in my school color guard, which isn't so often for practicing anymore because we're done with field show season pretty much, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm part of my school choir, which is during school, but we do some outside school things. So it's pretty fun.
Right. That sounds like it's fun. So you're just like a well-rounded kind of woman there. You're going to school, you've got color guard, you've got choir, you've got all singing now. Deborah, where do you see this young lady going in the future?
Well, I see her, and I hope to see her to start recording her songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, right now I'm actually acting as a manager for her.
That's excellent.
You know, we'd like to, like, maybe look maybe in the summertime or maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
if anybody would like to help us. You know, really
mm-hmm.
don't know where to start.
Okay.
You know, to get to that next point, you know, to have other instruments involved in the music and adding that kind of stuff to the music to take her original music and bring it to the next level and record it.
Well, actually, that's a good idea because I actually do have a few contacts I can get you in touch with when we get off the air. I'll make sure I get that to you because that's one of the things that my son and a lot of people, especially for those of you who don't know.
Actually, I found your son on Facebook as well.
I took out some of the stuff and I was like, wow, I said he's really good.
Oh, thank you. The thing is real good at it. It's so funny. Is just he's amazing at networking, and we have a running joke about who gets the business card into someone's hand first. But he actually, there's a gentleman in Boston called Malik Williams.
I know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, I love Malik. He's awesome with the young talent. I mean, he's got a lot of things up and coming. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things in the works. And it's a great time to be a performer in Boston because we're actually getting to the point that one of the reasons I got involved so much is because I was tired seeing young entertainers like Amanda getting taken advantage of. You'd have these unscrupulous managers that would come in there, get them into these record deals that were ridiculous. I mean, they got their 10%, so they had $100,000 in their pocket. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, the entertainer was left with paying taxes and all this on the whole amount, and at the end of the day, they were lucky they had $5,000-$6,000 in their pocket and then nothing else. Yeah, it was horrible. So that was one of the reasons. So yeah, there's a lot of cool things coming up. We actually have another caller. Hello, hi, you're live on the Diamond in the Rough show. Who is this, please? Hello, you there?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Who is this, please? Hello?
Who is this? You're on the show with Ali Alejandro. Who is this, please?
I think we lost him.
Yeah,
right,
maybe someone's...
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Oh, we lost you. I'm sorry. If we did lose you, call back. We have another caller. Hello, hi. You're on the Diamond in the Rough show. Who is this, please?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking to me? You're talking to me?
No, I thought I was the last caller that you lost.
Trust me. After that, you're talking to me. I'm not losing you. Definitely, we're going to hold on to you. I think when you're in here, they don't miss their word. Yeah. So is this, hon?
This is Amanda's mother, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
Good, and you?
Nice to phone meet you, and thank you so much for sharing your amazing daughter with us and our listeners. I mean, it's just been amazing, and I love everything that she's doing. She's just an amazing talent.
Well, thank you for having her on the show. I just wanted to let you know from the time that actually her and her brother were younger,
mm-hmm.
and she had her first little keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
I would give them, like, a simple song to play on the piano, and gave her a few minutes, and she would play that song, whether it would be a little children's song or the theme song from a cartoon show. You gave her a few minutes, and she would be able to start playing it.
That is amazing. So. That is amazing. I am still butchering Three Blind Mice, and that is not an easy feat by any measure. So, Leanne, are you musically inclined? Are you a music teacher? Do you know music yourself? Can you sing? How did this talent come about?
Growing up, we always sang, but, I came from a big family, and, back then, there really wasn't much the parents could do.
You still have a good voice, though, and you know it.
Oh, how cool is that?
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
Well, it sounds better than me when the boys are like, really, Mom? No. I can harmonize? No. You're not getting the solo. Back up. No. So, Leanne, you've been doing this. You come from a big family, so you were exposed to music.
Yes. So, where Amanda and her brother really love music, it's just go for it. If it makes you happy, go for it.
That is such an amazing thing, Leanne, to hear from a parent. I know I'm one of those parents, too, that I keep telling my kids, and it sounds bizarre. I said, I don't care if you're picking trash off the street. If you're making a living honestly and you're happy, that's what it counts. And I know for me, when I was younger, I remember one, I don't know, I think I was delusional. I told my mom, I want to be an actress when I grow up. She's like, no, you need a real job.
Aww. That's horrible.
Like, I know. That's exactly what she said to me. She's like, no, honey, you need a real job. Like, one that's going to make money. I was like, but actors make money. Yeah, no. She says, yeah, but that's not, you need a real job. So I was like, okay, I will pick up my self-esteem off the floor right now, and I'm good. Oh, my aunt. So I kind of promised myself I would never do that to my kids, and it's kind of funny, and my husband kind of came into the middle of this because he's like the quiet one, and he's sitting there going, you people are a bunch of hams. He's like, now hurry up and make me some money. So
they change their tune afterwards when the money's coming in, don't they?
They really do. He's a funny dude because he's always like, where's the money? He's like, yeah, the show is great. You guys did awesome. The fans loved you. Where's the money? He's like, I still got to pay the DJ and the guy at the door. I was like, oh, man, you're too funny. Oh, hold on. I think we have another caller. Leanne, stay on the line.
All right.
We're going to have like a big old party line here. Hello. Hi. You're on the Diamond in the Rough show.
Hello.
Hi, who is this, please?
This is Amanda's grandmother.
Oh, my gosh. What is your name, Amanda's grandmother?
Marion.
Hi, Marion. How are you? This is so cool. We have, like, the whole family here. This is so cool. So, Marion, do you sing, too?
No. No, I don't, Shelly.
I've never heard you sing, ever.
No. Now, my voice is too hoarse for singing. I just wanted it. I heard Amanda say she loved mashed potatoes, and I can confirm that.
Thanksgiving.
And she is a great singer. Very proud.
She is. This is cool, though. See, that's the thing that a lot of entertainers don't realize that is so important. The family support is just so pivotal in order be able to make it in the business. You know, because if you don't have the support, it's not that you're not going to make it, but it just makes it so much harder. I mean, and I know that in Amanda's case, if she had a rough set or something, she can always go home, and Leanne and Marion are going to be there. Go, here you go, honey. We'll make you some mashed potatoes, and it'll be all better. As opposed to in my case where, honey, I told you to get a real job.
Things are different today.
They're a lot different. They really are.
Charlie, thank you very much for having her.
Thank you for calling
in. Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye, Granny.
That is so awesome. This is so cool. Like, this is a first for us. We actually have the whole family in the studio. That was cool. I think that's another first for us. We have three generations. That is amazing.
That is awesome. That really is.
Well, they come from a very big family. So, luckily, I'm not sure where they all are, but you would probably have about 50 people calling in the line.
And I'm sure we could handle it. I'm really sure we could handle it.
Yeah, now I can, since my brand new mic is on the floor, and I'm going, stupid mic.
You should be a comedian, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, I have to. With all the kids I had, I think I lost my brain back in the 80s. I miss it once in a while, but it's all good, you know?
Oh, God.
So, Amanda, getting back to you, I also know that from the bio that you have, you also happen to do nonprofit work.
Excuse me?
You also happen to be involved in nonprofit work. You are involved in a fundraiser for the orphans in China.
Mm-hmm. That was actually the first time I played guitar in public. I kind of dropped it halfway through, but that's okay. It's okay. It was good, like, first time, yeah. It was a fundraiser for orphans in China. It's called Love Without Boundaries.
Okay.
A girl I know, Sarah Neville, her and her family actually organized the whole thing, and it turned out really well, and it was a huge success.
That's awesome. Now, how old were you when you did that for the first time?
15. It was actually in March.
Oh, that's awesome. So in March, you were 15 when the very first time you performed in public.
Well, the first time I performed with a guitar in public.
Yes, I know. That is amazing. That is so amazing. Well, you see, the good thing you have going for you, Amanda, you got the cuteness factor. So it didn't matter how you sounded like, you know, because you were doing a great job, and you did get nervous, and people understood that, but they're like, you're so cute. Of course we're going to love you. You know, that's the thing. Yeah, and the thing is your sweetness comes across on the videos that I was watching. It's like, you know, you just have the sweetness about you that, I mean, I'm sure people just gravitate to you, so that's definitely going to take you places when your music
you.
Is taking off. Well, you're welcome. Oh, we have another caller. This is so awesome. I'm going to book your family every show because we actually have people calling in. You know, it's funny, like, Mountman and I will get people in the chat room, and I know people are listening because I can see the counter, but sometimes I'm like, hello, am I lonely? Can you call me? We actually brushed our teeth, and yeah, you can call me. So this is awesome. I so love this. Oh, man. So no dead space, but we'll kind of like make noises until the person says, hello, you're live on the Diamond in the Rough show. Who is this, please? Hello, how are you?
Hello, you're on the Diamond on the Rough show.
Anybody there?
Hello.
Nope, I guess they decided to hang up.
I lost another one. Yep, they're like, nope, not calling that crazy woman, not today. If whoever it was that I dropped, I am so sorry. I will pretend I don't know what I'm doing, even though I really don't.
Yes, you do. You know exactly what you're doing over there.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, thank goodness. I know. It's like crazy. So, Amanda, you did Love Without Boundaries, a fundraiser for the orphans in China. And for some of you that don't understand, and this is funny because I'm actually going to school and doing some research.
Okay, there's feedback.
Hello, who was that? That was, oh, okay. So what wind up happening is in a lot of countries like China and Korea, adoption is not a normal venue. It's not something that's particularly met with favorably.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not something that you kind of do like here where you adopt a child, it's actually considered a great thing. It's like, oh, wow, you gave this child a home.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some Asian countries aren't like that. It's different. I have a Korean exchange student who's explaining to me that you don't really do that. You don't adopt children just because it's looked upon as a shame. Like, why can't you have your own child? It's just a cultural thing. I mean, they're sweet people and all, but it's just a way of looking
at
things
differently.
Different
culture. They have different ways of living and
right. Exactly. So if it wasn't for a lot of these children from China and Korea and even some parts of Japan and India and other parts not being adopted from other countries, they wouldn't get adopted. They would basically be in these orphanages for the rest of their life until they're old enough to go out on their own.
And it's sad.
It is. It's very sad. And for someone as young as you, Amanda, to actually take an interest in something like that, how did you come across in getting involved with them?
Well, someone had invited my friend Allie to a group about it, and I saw it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met Sarah Neville, and I asked her if I could be in it. And then along with playing guitar, I wound up doing a duet with my friend Allie, and it was fun.
Oh, my goodness. So you actually got to do a duet with your friend. That must have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. I love singing with her.
She's
that is fun. See, and that's a cool thing, too, because it's something that you have a friend that has like interests like you, so you have someone that you can actually, you know, identify with and someone that you guys can, you know, perform together and be together, and that's just a great thing. Now, Amanda, what projects do you have coming up in the near future?
I actually just sent in an audition video for Talent Quest to be mm-hmm. in a show that's going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, really? That's excellent. Now, when is that going to be supposedly the show?
I'm not sure when the actual show is, to be honest. Deborah might know, but there will be voting online to pick mm-hmm. who gets into the show.
Right.
And that should be up within the next day or two, I think. Maybe.
Oh, that's excellent.
Everybody vote.
Remember, Leanne's going to go, you talking to me? You better vote for my daughter. I'll hurt you. I will hurt you.
Now, where are people going to be able to vote?
At www.talentquesttvshow.com. It's the official website for Deborah Crosby's Talent Quest TV show.
That is
and
awesome.
If you're a singer or performer, you can look into being on the show, too. So the website's really great, and it's organized very nicely.
Well, thank you for the plug.
Well, we have to throw plugs in wherever we can.
This one we actually got thanked for. I didn't get a cease and desist letter. Like, ladies, stop mentioning us. We don't want to be known by you. Really. Thanks, but no thanks. So, Amanda, the website again is what?
www.talentquesttvshow.com.
TVshow.com. Awesome. So for our listeners, go plug it in there. If you've got talent, that's a great way for you to get exposure to actually performing in front of people.
It's a great experience.
Excellent. Oh, that's really cool. And if not, then make sure you vote for Amanda, because if not, we'll hurt you. No, I'm only kidding. We just lost all our listeners. They're like, oh, she's mean. She's going to beat us up. She might know where we are.
Vote for her.
I'm kidding. I'm really a nice person. I am, I swear. My kids might tell you otherwise, but, yeah, I'm kind of nice. But call her. Okay, everybody, keep your fingers crossed. I won't drop this poor person. Let's see if we can get this. I swear, I'm going to try not to drop them. Okay, we'll see. Hello, are you there? Oh, man. Okay, it's doing this little thing like trying to find your caller.
Let me try something, Callie.
Anybody out there?
Hello?
Oh, you're welcome on Diamond on the Rough Show. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you? Thank you for being on the show. See, Mountain Man, I'm going to have you do the switchboard from now on. I'm just not going to touch it. I'm just going to sit over here in front of the control panel. You do the switchboard. It doesn't like me. Hi, Jordan. How are you? What question do you have for our guest tonight?
I was wondering, Amanda, what inspires you to write your song?
Just stuff I experience in my life. Like, if I feel strongly enough about it, it'll just kind of come to me and I'll write it down. A lot of it's,
that's
like,
awesome.
About, like, love and stuff, but, like,
mm-hmm.
I write songs about other stuff, too.
That is awesome.
Excellent. So, Jordan, you have any other questions for Amanda?
I do. Amanda, what's your favorite part about performing?
I think it's a lot about accomplishment and, like, feeling like I did a good job. And, like, I love when people come up to me and tell me that I did a good job, because it's like, oh, like, I got to somebody. Like, I just had a performance this past weekend. I did a duet to one of my songs with my friend Allie, and apparently my song made some lady cry. And I felt really good about that. Like, not that she cried, obviously, but, like, that it got to her
right.
That much.
That's awesome. That must be an amazing feeling.
It was. I couldn't believe it.
That's excellent. Jordan, any other questions?
No.
Well, thank you so much for calling. It was nice
thank
of you,
you
to
Jordan.
Stop by, and thank goodness we didn't drop you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, you do your thing. I'm not touching anything right now.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. You have a great night now. Bye-bye.
So, Amanda, you say that when you write a song, it's about life, like things that are going on. Do you ever feel self-conscious about being basically putting yourself out there?
Yeah, I actually had to do that on Saturday, a dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
and how do you deal with it?
Well, it was like the first time I was like singing a song about someone and they were actually there, so it was like kind of nerve-wracking.
Oh, so, man.
Oh, please. I've had that myself, so I know exactly what you're going through, Amanda.
Well, after that, like, it was fine. Like,
that is awesome.
After that initial, like, they first heard it, it's like, oh, well, I don't care if they hear it again. They already heard it.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, I got it now. I got this now. I'm all cool. I got my swagger back. I'm good now.
Wow.
He is getting better, though, Jolly.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah?
Well, when she performed on the Talent Quest show,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't be in the room with everybody else. I had to be outside of the box. Sorry, Amanda.
Oh, man. That is too funny.
I don't appreciate that.
Come on.
No, but no, Amanda, no, I have to tell you, I can so relate. My daughter can sing, and we knew she could sing, but she was very shy, and I actually just dropped it on her. I needed someone to sing the national anthem. Very hard song, as you know.
Yeah.
She had done it a lot of times before in our house, never in public. And I was running this event, and I just sprung it on her. I said, I really need somebody to do this. And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh, great, thank you. And I ran out of the room. And the only way she got, the only way she got through it was that she had my other son sit and stand right in front of the pew where she was singing. So all she was doing was staring at him. Like, she looked like she was in a coma, like in a trance. Staring at him. Oh my goodness, she was 14, the funny, she was 14, and she was ready to like throw up and disown me and everything. And she just stared at my son the whole time. And now my son is a teenager; he's like 19 years old. You know, at 19, boys are trying to be cool, especially because this event is full of girls his age. And he's like, Mr. Joe Cool, yeah, I'm like one of the guys helping run this event. Well, he had to sit there and make faces at her the whole time. So people are looking at him like, what is wrong with you? It's the national anthem, and you're sticking your tongue out at the singer.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
That is silly.
It was the only way she could get through it. And then after that, she looked at me. She says, I hate you for, like, the next 2 hours. Do not talk to me.
Is she still singing?
Yes, we couldn't get her to shut up after that. But for 2 hours, she literally hated my guts. She's like, I cannot believe you did that to me. And then my 19-year-old's looking at me like, I cannot believe you did that to me. I'm like, I didn't do anything to you. You're the one making faces at your sister. What are you blaming me for?
She could have been singing the song and started laughing hysterically at the faces you were making and not been able to finish the song.
Well, see, that's what I thought. And it was funny because, like, she just had this look like, I'm going to really kill somebody. And then she went into her trance because she was looking at her brother. And then, of course, the little smirk as he did these silly things. And that's the only way she got through it. But, I mean, I can totally understand because my daughter was like, you have got to be kidding me, because it was just nerve-wracking for her. Not to mention, I think it was nerve-wracking for me, too, the first few times I saw them perform, because it's not that I didn't think they were good. I mean, I felt like they were good, but, you know, you still don't want anybody saying something when they don't know that that's your child, and they go, wow, that person really stinks. I can't believe they're up there kind of thing, and then I would have to hurt somebody for real.
And I don't think we need the bats either.
No. I'm a kind, little gentler person now. I am. I really am.
I am too, by the way.
I swear, I think Leanne, Deborah, and I could do some real damage. So we're going to be good. We're going to be real good.
We won't even go there.
Leanne has an older sister that, believe me, we call her Hit Woman Sharon.
Oh, no.
You don't get her mad. You don't want to get her mad at you.
So I take it I know who Amanda's bodyguard is.
Wow.
You know, you see these singers that have these huge guys that are, no, you got to watch out for the short woman because she will knock you out.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so let's get serious. This is a real show. So, Amanda, you have one. Yeah, keep telling myself that. This is a real show, people.
I'm having fun. It's okay.
Well, that's good.
Oh, it's
at least
so funny.
You're having fun.
Oh, God. My producer's looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm having fun. I'm keeping it light. Yeah, you go ahead. You keep walking. He's like, I'm having
a blast.
So, Amanda, you told me you had one song actually recorded in CD. Are you working on an album? Where are you going with that?
I plan on starting to record soon. I don't really have plans for an album yet, but maybe, like, once I get a few songs recorded, I could, like, release, like, a demo or something.
Oh, that would be a great idea.
Like, I have some that I'm really comfortable with on guitar, and I'm constantly writing new songs, so... I can plan like 5 songs that would be on a demo, and like a week from now it could be totally different.
Well,
it's really true because
that actually is a testament to your talent, because some people, they kind of get pigeonholed into a certain style, and after a while, even though the songs that come out are good, they kind of all sound the same, and after a while you're like, didn't she do that last year? And they're like, no, that one was about this and this one was about that, because the sound is so similar. So what genre do you feel more comfortable with when it comes to your music?
Definitely, like, a mix of country and pop is where I think, like, I'm suited best.
Mm-hmm. Now, when do you see yourself going mainstream? Are you going to go more the independent route? What do you actually visualize for yourself?
I'd like to definitely be mainstream one day. Like, I think that's secretly everyone's dream, like performing on stage in front of thousands of people. Like, I would honestly rather perform in front of 1,000 people than like 20, because bigger
crowds.
No,
that
like,
is funny that you
more
say
energy.
That. Mhm. You know, that's really funny that you say that, because I have heard that from a couple of people. I myself, too, am one that when I do public speaking, I don't know why 20 people really make me nauseous. Maybe because I can see them. And I'm like, she's falling asleep. Can someone please wake her up? I'm trying to motivate her here. She's not staying awake. She's not cooperating. Whereas with, you're right, that huge crowd, the energy, it just, it does. It pumps you up, and it's just so much more. Who is one of your favorite artists that you kind of figure you kind of channel yourself after?
Taylor Swift, definitely. Like, every single song she's written, like, I can directly relate to. And the first time I heard one of her songs in eighth grade, that's definitely when I got more serious about songwriting. Like, I've written a song here and there, like, when I was younger and stuff, but I started taking it much more seriously in eighth grade.
Really, Amanda, you're such a slacker. You waited till eighth grade to get serious with your career. Nowadays, they have no discipline, no work ethic. I'm telling you, she waited till eighth grade. Are you kidding me? Leanne and Deborah, that's so funny, too, the way she said it. Yeah, she's like, it wasn't till eighth grade that I got.
She's a little slow.
Oh, wow.
I'm sitting there going, honey, eighth grade, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. That work ethic is definitely going to get you far. That, I mean, I am just so blown away by your ability and your talent. Now, question, you said you're teaching yourself how to play the piano. How long do you think before we see the grand unveiling of Amanda behind the keyboards?
Well, I have a video on YouTube right now of me playing a little bit of Bubbly by Colby Calais. I don't know how long it'll be before I unleash some, like, actual whole song with, like, some crazy piano part that's more than just chords, but I'm working on it.
That's awesome. Watch out, Alicia. You have some competition here. Move over, Miss Keys. We got someone else
in
the house.
Spotlight.
Yeah,
I can definitely see her in the spotlight. It is so awesome, Amanda, to hear your story and everything.
So, Amanda, you have any shows coming up that we'd like to share with our listeners?
If I make Hard Rock, that's sometime in November, I think. I'm hoping I make it. Keep your fingers crossed for me. And
we will. We'll keep your fingers crossed. Now, that's that particular is you sent in the demo already, and they're you'll be hearing soon, hopefully.
Hopefully. Like I said, voting should be up soon. And I might possibly be doing another school with my show in January. I don't know when the auditions start, but I'll probably be, like, collaborating with different people for a few acts, so that'll be fun.
Well, definitely. So our listeners, if you go to www.amandamccarthy.com, you can get information on that. Is
it's
your
actually Amanda
stuff?
McCarthy Music. I just don't
Oh, sorry, Amanda McCarthy Music.
Sorry.
They'll be like, there's some lady selling dogs on this site. I don't think this is a singing girl. She's making quilts. I don't think this is Amanda. Or does she do that too? Yeah, she quilts while she writes songs.
I don't know what AmandaMccarthy.com actually is, but sometimes I'll type in the wrong website and get something I totally wasn't looking for, and I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, trust me. I've seen that. My poor husband, God love him, he had one of those, oh my goodness, where am I moments, and he's like, I am so glad you weren't in the room with me when that happened, because it was a site that wasn't appropriate for our show, but his eyes just about fell out of his head when he realized where he wound up. He's like, how did that happen? I'm like,
it's like not what I was looking for. Back
yeah,
arrow,
that's
back
a-
arrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So AmandaMccarthyMusic.com, I put the correct one in the chat room. And also TalentQuestTVShow, right? .com?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Deborah, tell us a little bit more about what you do with the showcase, with the Talent Quest.
Okay, Talent Quest, well, I am the producer, actually one of also the creators of the show with my friend Deborah Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to start doing something to help kids. We actually went to Africa in 2007.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, with a nonprofit organization that we were both directors of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Anxiety sets. sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't.